Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thankfully, we do now live in an age where it's never been easier to get hold of an alternate cut of a feature, should the version we witness in our home country differ to another. Yet that still doesn't change the fact that either due to negative test audience responses, or studios meddling with a finished creation, these films lost some of their best scenes by the time they were shown in the United States of America. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 8 movies where the US version deleted the best scenes. Number 8, Highlander. Connor and Rachel's origin story. No one's gonna sit here and argue that Highlander is a film that boasts some of the finest acting performances ever committed to the big screen. But the feature generally comes with a boatload of charm, a trait that ultimately ensured its cult hit status. What you may not be aware of, however, is the fact that this Sean Connery epic actually had 2 very different cuts dished out upon its 1986 release. The US version of the film had a whole 8 minutes trimmed from the runtime, with a lot of what was seen as European comedy cut. Yet one cut director Russell Mulcahy simply could not understand was the decision to delete one of the film's most engaging moments. Those watching the US version were deprived of the scene depicting the first meet between Connor McLeod and Rachel Ellenstein, a scene which saw the immortal man save his eventual adopted daughter from a Nazi soldier in World War II. Sure, the line, "it's a kind of magic," is something else, but the scene definitely helps inform the pair's relationship. And who doesn't like watching Nazis get gunned down by immortal scouts? Number 7, Das Boot. Character development and more drawn-out tension. When Wolfgang Peterson's jaw-dropping World War II feature about the crew of a German submarine during the height of the war hit cinemas in 1981, the resulting 149-minute cut that graced those theaters was met with a sea of acclaim. See what I did there? However, that initial release in the US and Germany was far from the whole masterpiece. By the time the BBC decided to bring the rest of the footage shot for this Titanic epic to the small screen in 1984, the end result ran at a whopping 300 minutes overall. 2004 would then see this version trimmed down to 293 minutes, with episode recaps left on the cutting room floor. Both of these massive alternate versions to the earlier theatrical release saw an increased focus on character development for those spending their time patrolling the treacherous Atlantic Ocean, and also drew out the action and tension to increase the all-round claustrophobia and anxiety felt throughout this period in time. For those who wished for a happy medium between the more action-orientated 149-minute cut and monstrous-slash-detailed 300-minute series, 1997 saw Peterson release a director's cut, which boasted that same action but with more of the aforementioned TV show character development laced into the flick. Number 6, Brazil. Love Conquers All replaces original ending. This next entry is something of an anomaly, in the fact that the feature was heavily edited for US audiences, only for the project's director to fight against the studio responsible for butchering their work, and ultimately succeed in bringing, for the most part, their original version to American screens. We're talking, of course, about that time Universal decided that Terry Gilliam's daring dystopian sci-fi movie by the name of Brazil was perhaps a little too bleak for audiences across the pond. So instead of releasing the 142-minute original cut that had spread its way across the rest of the world, the studio decided to do away with the film's gripping ending, which saw Jonathan Pryce's Sam Lowry pulling off a dramatic escape from Central Services only to cut back to him actually being lobotomized. This was apparently due to said ending testing badly with audiences in the States, leading to a Love Conquers All alternative being substituted into this new 94-minute version. Gilliam was understandably pissed about this call, and proceeded to secretly screen his version in film schools and to critics in the area. The overwhelmingly positive result to his Brazil then eventually gave Universal no choice but to release a new 132-minute cut, supervised by the director himself. Turns out directors conquer all! Number 5. Once Upon a Time in America. A racing 90 minutes kills the ovation. When Sergio Leone's sprawling gangster juggernaut landed in Cannes back in 1984, in all of its 269-minute glory, the feature came away with a staggering 20-minute standing ovation as the crowd marveled at the masterpiece they'd just witnessed before their very eyes. The film was subsequently trimmed a little before making its way onto European screens, coming down to 229 minutes. But the end result was still worthy of praise. However, the same could not be said for the version of the picture that was rolled out in the US. Alongside completely rejigging the way the story was told, swapping a non-chronological structure for the complete opposite, and bringing the film down to 139 minutes without supervision from Leone, some of the film's most daring scenes, such as a few rather difficult-to-watch moments depicting sexual and graphic violence, were binned off. Many of the brilliant childhood scenes and even Robert De Niro's noodles meeting up with his long-lost flame Deborah were also culled. The film's original garbage truck conclusion was also nowhere to be seen. All in all, the abomination that was the US cut ultimately flopped at the box office, and it's probably best to forget said version even exists. Number 4. The Descent – The Last 30 Seconds. As it goes, the original ending of The Descent that was unleashed onto UK audiences actually found a great deal of inspiration in one of the previous entries on this list. I know, what are the chances? Director Neil Marshall revealed as much in the wake of its arrival, explaining that the original ending for Brazil was a massive inspiration for the original ending of The Descent. The idea that someone can go insane on the outside, but inside they've found happiness. However, if you were taking in this feature from across the pond, the chilling conclusion which saw Sarah wake up in the cavern shortly after completely hallucinating her hopeful escape was nowhere to be seen. Instead, largely due to complaints over it again being too bleak, the last 30 seconds of the feature were cleanly chopped from the US release. This meant that the film alternatively ended on the visual of the ghost of Juno joining Sarah in her car, depriving US audiences of one of the movie's most moving moments, that of Sarah's daughter Jessica gifting her a birthday cake before the hallucination reveals it's simply a torch before her. Number 3. Army of Darkness – Ash is Screwed. For those of you who have only ever enjoyed the dark fantasy comedy delight that is Sam Raimi's Army of Darkness on UK television, the chances are you've probably never actually stumbled upon the ending or the version of the feature as a whole that was pumped into US theatres back in 1993. When it came to said 81-minute theatrical cut of the project, Ash wasn't actually screwed when the dust had settled. Instead of having Ash accidentally swallow too much potion and rock up in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, the decision was made to have him live happily ever after, as he blasted a deadite in the present en route to sharing a smooch with his lady. With most British TV channels and even UK Netflix opting to air Raimi's preferred 96-minute cut instead of the unashamedly cheesy S-Mart shootout, a whole generation have likely been brought up on this bleak but arguably more hilarious finale. As Raimi put it himself, "I kind of like the fact that there are two endings, that in one alternate universe Bruce is screwed, and in another, he's some cheesy hero." Number 2. The Trip – More Hilarious Jokes and Humanizing Back and Forths. Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon are without doubt two of the finest improvisers audiences have ever had the honor of witnessing on both the big and small screen. Yet, with that ability to riff and take a joke to ridiculous lengths, comes the realization that not every single piece of comedic gold is going to make its way into a finished project. That was unfortunately the case when the pair's laugh-a-minute series, The Trip, was converted into a feature film format for the series' multiple releases in the US. From not being given the time to properly set up the always hilarious scenarios we see the two heightened versions of themselves involved in during their journeys, to altogether leaving out some of the funniest jokes from the show. The US film version also drops some of the more human exchanges between the traveling duo. You won't go wrong if you decide to just stick on the US film cut, but the series undoubtedly gives you a richer experience when all is said and done. Number 1, Austin Powers International Man of Mystery, Christian Slater's cameo. The first entry in the routinely side-splitting Austin Powers saga came equipped with some of the most quotable lines in comedy movie history. It's not hard to see why fans have gorged on Mike Myers' first outing in particular over and over again in the years since its 1997 debut. However, perhaps one of the most notable sequences in the flick didn't even appear in its American outing. As Powers attempts to get past a familiar-looking guard, the international man of mystery is forced to delve into his box of tricks. Hypnotizing the poor sod played by none other than Christian Bloody Slater, Austin convinces him via some mesmerizing eyebrows that everything seems to be in order. This, along with a couple of hysterical scenes which depicted families and friends being informed about the deaths of henchmen, were given the heave-ho by the US in the end. That being said, Slater's appearance in particular has long since been immortalized around the world, with just about every man and his dog attempting to hypnotize a pal into buying them some orange sherbet at one point or another. Don't lie to me, I know you've done it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.